Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
The same thing.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
It's I think the technology is there on many other platforms and they just haven't set up, and or maybe they have and I just don't even know how to use it.
I've certainly never come across it on any streaming service.
I guess that's really fair. Yeah, that all that stuff could absolutely exist and I have no clue.
Yeah. How to use it. I don't explore the features.
I couldn't even
on the main menu. I'm not going to use it.
I couldn't even figure out how to turn my webcam on today, so you guys know.
True.
Matthew fucking boomer.
Well, he's really liking the markets episode in season one today, where they go to the farmer's market and there's like this, she has $5 that Bluey's going to spend and then they got to, and it goes from like person to person to person. And then eventually it comes back to her and she gets to put it in the musician's guitar case like she wanted to in the first place. So it's a lesson about money. It's a lesson about friendship. It's a lesson about, forget. We were just talking about lessons about money with Jeff. Oh, I see you.
Hi.
Dad, I'm learning about capitalism.
Yeah, Dad.
You want to watch something else?
Dad, can I have all the resources from the poor people? I want to live better.
I need to control the means of production.
Exactly.
Uprise and kill the Etheridge, child.
Do you know how we can get a free labor force?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios, a podcast distributed. I know, buddy, I'll be right there. And this is your show where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. That's true.
Here, let's tag Jeff in for the rest of this intro.
I was
going to
do the intro and then
just
step
go,
out and
just
then
go.
Step away.
I don't know what the intro is. I've heard it a billion times. I don't know what it is.
Hand off.
Do your best.
I wasn't even paying attention to what Ben said. So welcome to the podcast. I'm in Breckenridge. Max is in Keystone. Ben's in Silverthorne. And we draw your topics and talk about shit sometimes. Matt, why don't you tell us how we get those fucking topics?
I love it, dude. I appreciate you playing along, being put on the spot. I just didn't have the heart to be like, sorry, Ben, you need to finish this intro while your son really needs you. Yes, listener supported topics. That's the excuse that we use so we can have fun. I just want to say, calling back to before we turned on the recording, this is possibly my favorite way to end a work day is like recording with you guys.
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's fun, man. Like I did not wake up. Yeah, it's kind of a weird day.
Okay.
And it's always fun. Like I like the laughter and the good times with you.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
If you guys would just like to be nice to us and give us a reason so we can keep doing this and having fun and adding joy to our day, we would appreciate it. And we will give you a t-shirt and we will send you a certificate of sainthood. And, it's fun to have prompts. So we appreciate it. We appreciate you. And please keep them coming. I am pressing the salad spinning button as I say these words to you. You can hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at IgAnUn. You can email us ignorantanduninformed@gmail.com. You can click the submit a topic button. There is a link in whatever podcaster you are using in the description to this show. Or if you're on our website, up in the navigation bar. Facebook, I guess, if that's a thing. I don't even remember the last time we got Facebook topics, but you can do it that way too, man, if you want to friend the show. And that's what we do. Oh man, I think I like locked and or broke the salad spinner.
Oh God.
Oh man. Oh no.
Can you even get to the topics?
What do we do?
My wireless keyboard works.
What? If we ever run out of topics, we could always use AI to give us topics.
Write 14 podcast topics for a show in the style of Ignorant and Uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see
we're not that far away from needing AI.
I got a
topics.
Whole box of backup topics right there, that red box.
Yeah. No, and I told you I have all the tea bags that I saved from like decades of drinking Yogi teas.
The thing is literally not moved off our shelf, so I'm just going to give you the actual cards to the game when you're here tomorrow. That's happening.
Okay, hang on.
Is it a threat?
No, I'm just really confused. I really want to go back and look at this email now from Jay, who I think is going to come visit.
End of February. He told
and
me
I didn't
that.
Break it, so that's nice. No, okay. It says, so on the top of the topic, it says, supply side Jesus, dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
How did we get from, quote, it will be asked for a camel to pass through at the eye of a needle. It'll be harder for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, I think, right?
Yeah.
To whatever the fuck we got going on now. St. Jay.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I follow.
Do I
need additional context for this?
There is no additional context for this, my friend.
Supply-side Jesus.
I mean, I think that, like, it goes back. I mean, we started this. It's so funny how, like, the random stuff we will talk about at the intro of the episode will oftentimes tie in to, like, what ends up with the topic. But, yeah. I mean, I think he's talking about capitalism. Because isn't, Ben, you're the resident Bible scholar here. Yes.
I guess so.
I mean, at least when it comes to the New Testament.
Mm, fair enough.
So what is that phrase?
It is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven.
Okay.
God, I knew that. Interestingly enough, that's probably a mistranslation.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, when it was being translated from the original Arabic into Greek, or maybe it was from Greek into Latin. I don't remember. But there was, at some point in the translation process, there are similar words for camel and rope. And they sound the same to a non-speaker.
Sure.
Sort of like many things in Chinese, Mandarin especially, sound. It depends on your inflection, what word you're talking about.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you're like going off a written page and you're just looking.
Yeah, so yeah. Apparently the word for rope and the word for camel either look the same on the page or are pronounced similarly. And if it was, you know, if it was, whether or not it was done by rote or by is that right? If you listen to it, R-O-T-E, rote. Anyway, or they're writing it down. So the more than likely the original translation was something like, because a rope is something you would imagine trying to fit through the eye of a needle, which would be very difficult, but not as impossible as a living 2-ton creature. You know what I mean?
No, but at least that like makes sense for that analogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that particular phrase had come to my attention at some point. My uncle is a biblical scholar, air quotes, around that. But he likes to study original translations and things like that. Mm-hmm. And at some point I read an article that he had sent me about like the translations of the Bible and how we get certain phrases and things like that from the Bible that are probably not accurate descriptions of how they were originally intended.
If that's, no.
I know, right?
Misinterpreting the Bible?
No, it's infallible in all languages.
At all times. Even when we know people and add God. Words.
Or rearrange it. Like, that's the thing that blew my mind when I was younger, was just like, you mean it's sort of arbitrary how that shit was put together? Like this chapter following this chapter, and these are the epistles and the letters, and then we're going to have the gospels at the beginning to sort of the New Testament. Let's not. But even the ordering of the Old Testament beyond what's in the Torah is sort of arbitrary as well, right?
Well, wasn't even what's in the Torah arbitrary? I mean, like,
Moses made that decision, right?
But it was still a choice that was made. Like, that was put in an order for
the fact that they had a big meeting and decided what would stay and what would go tells us everything we need to know.
I mean,
is that the Council of Nicaea or whatever it was called?
Nicaeus and Nicaeus.
Yes. It was.
Yeah, that book can't go in there. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Oh, Judas wrote something? Nah, fuck that. We're not gonna
banning. I know, it's like the original banning of library books, like banned book list.
All these Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah, leave these out. Nah, these are out.
Out. No, that's right. I mean, dude, we probably couldn't play telephone between the three of us, and the story come out identical.
Oh no, it's true.
Sure.
So like,
I saw an interesting play called The Testament of Mary, which was very interesting. And it was like a very avant-garde look at Mary's experience of crucifixion and all that stuff. But it was like a very postmodern, like, guerrilla thing. I know, bud. I'm coming. It was a very interesting play.
21st century Jesus is a capitalist. Let's be honest.
21st century Jesus.
He is definitely,
But I mean, that's
trickle
what
down Jesus. We'll go with that.
Trickle down Jesus. I want to see you do. I want to see your doodle of that.
A trickle down Jesus. Dude.
Yeah,
it'd just be Jesus pissing on the crowd. That's
interesting. I was gonna. I thought of him like melting. That's way darker. But that's why I would like to see your intake of it.
Yeah. No, I'd prefer him pissing tinkle, over the crowd.
Tinkle down Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what, yeah. But I mean, he was definitely a socialist back in the day.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what's so obscene about, I mean, I call him GOP Jesus these days, but GOP Jesus is a staunch gun rights, loves money, you know, hates brown people. That's GOP Jesus.
Certainly wasn't a brown person.
No, not at all.
No,
we got to ignore
white,
that.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Aryan Jesus.
So yes. GOP Jesus is the Ricky Bobby, like, yeah.
Blonde hair, yeah.
Blue eyed baby Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus wants me to be happy. And if you know, nobody else.
That's, yeah. No, you're
right. Everyone else is wrong. Jesus is right. You're wrong if you don't like Jesus.
I mean, again, I go back to like it as so often happens with us when we are sitting here talking about this, like to Jesus on South Park, just being pissed about all the things that were getting done in his name when he was like, guys, like he wasn't supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you look at the Jesus of the Bible, that's not even close to Christianity today.
Nope. That's one of my biggest problems with it, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it's, you know, with the Christian ideology of today is very like there's certainly some moderate groups, congregations, and even sects of the Christian church. But there are many who are just hiding behind this facade of Christianity to perpetrate bias and perpetuate bias and I guess perpetrate bias, sure, but you know, that to me is just
sure, and
the hardest part.
In all fairness, like, Christians are not a monolith. Like, that does not describe every single Christian.
No,
you said, and there are definitely plenty of people who are out there doing Jesus's work,
doing
Jesus's name,
fighting the good fight, doing the good thing.
Honestly, what I'm talking about is probably the loud minority more than anything.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. I hear you. I just want to like throw that out there. That it's...
Oh no, they're definitely not. I'm more politicians.
It's the people. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's the God hates fags people.
Yes.
It's the, you know, the.
Yeah. The literalists, the people who are taking literally this book that has been translated into countless languages, that was edited by committee at various points in history, that was arranged by people and sequenced in specific ways for specific reasons, and people who are taking that literally.
Mm. Yeah.
To me, right? It's the camel, not the rope people.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, nope, it's camel. We tried it with the camel.
Right.
Yeah, that's what God said. He said camel in English, said it, wrote it down.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why I say GOP Jesus.
No, I got you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can even make that argument. I mean, there's 18 versions. There's different translations come out of the Bible every year. Like,
no, man, them ain't right.
King James, baby, for life.
A King James purist.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I need the word Lord in my scripture.
And ye. I need the yees. That's what, that's how God talks. God talks of
the
ye of real faith.
The Yeezy Lords? Yes, of course.
Yeezys. Like, what if like you met God and he talks like Snoop Dogg? You
know what I mean? I would like, be thrilled, like, man.
Yo, Drizzle, what's up?
If God was, yeah.
If God was Snoop Dogg, what if God was one of us?
Walking amongst us. Yeah.
And that one of us was
His
Snoop.
Name was Snoop Dogg, and would you want to know?
There'd probably be a bunch of people who didn't smoke weed and didn't drink who feel lied to and like they probably should have. If they got
God smokes weed. Yeah.
I did
see that bumper sticker. It was like Jesus smoked weed or something like that. Or Jesus got high. It said Jesus got high. That's what it said.
A long-haired Jew in sandals who was like preaching socialism. I mean, I know a lot of those people.
Sure.
I was that guy. And you know what?
A Nazarene? Surely not.
No, a long-haired Jew in sandals listening to hippie music and preaching love.
Yeah. He lives by the beach. He's basically, he lives by the Sea of Galilee.
He's in the cave.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Then he took a nap for 3 days in the cave. And yeah,
woke up and was like, oh, shit, man. I'm hungover as fuck. Yeah, what if Jesus just got all fucked up and passed out in that cave? And people, you know, was on like a wicked bender.
He got so fucked up that he got crucified, tied to a tree. And then they put him in a cave to let him sleep it off. They're like, that was a weird stunt, Jesus. You're crazy, man. Give us Barabbas.
I mean, maybe it was just a wild party and everyone was all fucked up on hallucinogens. And, you know, again, were you there? Did you see it?
Nope. But I do know. I was going to say somebody, there was a meme about Doubting Thomas for some reason, like one of those classical paintings. And he's like, you know, I'm only going to believe it if I could stick my fingers in Jesus's gaping side wound. And, you know, and that's like the whole story of Thomas, one of the apostles who like was doubting Thomas, where we get the phrase doubting Thomas, which was also mentioned in this book about the rope and the camel.
I've never heard that phrase.
Doubting Thomas? Thomas?
Correct.
That's a Christian.
Oh, no shit. No, I thought that.
So Thomas was one. The reason a doubting Thomas is somebody who just like, you know, I don't believe it till I see it. And to call someone a doubting Thomas is a reference to Thomas, the apostle who, when they said, oh, Jesus is risen. He's alive. He's like, yeah, right. I'm like, no way. And then he's like, I'll only believe it if the dude walks up to me myself and I put my fingers in the holes in his hands and in the little side wound. And he's just like getting a little finger bang action on resurrected Jesus, zombie Jesus.
Wow. Like, I'm torn
so
because
doubting Thomas.
On one side, like, no, he probably didn't come back to life is a completely fair place to be.
We totally saw it because it's like the first people that Mary Magdalene or whoever and the two women who go to the tomb, and of course, you know, it's like the third century, so no one believes women anyway, and they're like, well, okay, ladies, you're obviously making things up again.
Sure, you're hysteric, but to demand proof to be like, and I need to stick my fingers inside of him to make sure it's true. Like, that's just an odd
thing to say.
Yeah, odd stance.
And the flaw in my plan is that Bluey episodes are only about 8 minutes long. So
that's not a flaw, man. You can stop apologizing and just go do what you need to do. Jeff can hold it down, man.
Go Bluey, man.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll love all of the things we're talking about. Viacom at Disney.
I just wanted to finger bang Jesus
so I could know he was dead or alive. That is a horrific thing to anyway. So I'm curious, do you think the separation of church and state was woven because of GOP Jesus, the potentiality of GOP Jesus, and the co-opting of that? Or, I mean, I haven't read any of the Federalist Papers. I don't know what they said.
I don't know.
Yeah.
As far as separation of church and state, because you could argue that it's Judeo-Christian values that our government is based on, our laws, but
yeah,
the Bible. You mean the Bible?
Yes.
Our laws are all based on the Bible.
Yeah.
That's what the founding fathers wanted. I feel like we talked about this another time, like recently. Or maybe I was talking about it with
like separation of church and state, or
yeah, sort of, but just like how very obviously like religion was meant to be separate from the government,
yeah,
of the United States, and
yeah,
they didn't set up an oligarchy or a, what do they call it?
Theocracy.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's what Jeff, so like when you were going, being a good dad, Jeff and I, like, that's what we were talking about. Like, and while that is all fine and good from the institutions, like certainly there are values that overlap or are shared by that like Christian Judeo tradition that are woven in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just not a fan of when politicians say, well, the Bible said this, therefore our laws should say this. I'm not into that.
I agree. No. Again, like, I mean, if that's where you want to base your personal reasoning on, because that's how you feel, like, okay, I get that. Like, cite
well, no, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to live your life that way, 100%. Right. But don't push it on me.
Yeah, don't make other people have to live their lives according to what you think they should.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What an elegant way, eloquent way to say that, Ben. Yes.
It was great, man. I'd vote for you. What do we then? So then, like, what? Like, then, how do you make laws?
Well, I know, and then there's. I mean, that's a question that I've never been able to answer. When someone says to an atheist, well, where do you get morality? What do you base your morality on?
I'm reminded of a book that I read by the science writer Michael Shermer, who was The Science of Good and Evil. And one of the things, like in that book, he talks about sort of what you just said, that, then he kind of like picks apart that argument, because it turns out that like we do have like almost inherent moral compasses, most of us. And that, there are like base physiological reactions that will repulse us to certain things and other things that we are like drawn to and we condone, and how what specifically triggers those things are very much, a product of how you're raised and conditioning. Exactly. But that capacity to feel those things is very much.
That's innate.
Yeah.
It's not learned. Okay.
Correct. It's, and so that was just like a point that he made in that book about like, well, how can you be a good person without God?
Yeah.
And without the threat of consequences? That's.
Or reward.
That's what it is. Or reward. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
No, I mean, right. Exactly. Like, and, you know, as anyone will tell you, carrots dangling on sticks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool, but you always need a bigger carrot.
I think I was far more influenced by the threat of consequence. Like, oh, you'll go to hell if you do that. Oh, that's a sin. You'll go to hell. Like that weighed far more on my conscience as a child growing up in a very Christian influenced home for a long time.
That seems like, yeah. I mean, yeah. That seems just like an odd.
I mean, it wasn't like, if you do this, then you get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that.
Instead of,
it was more like, I'm not going to lie because that's a sin and I'll go to hell.
Yeah. But I think to me, it like plays into loss aversion, and it plays into like, if it bleeds, it leads. And fear is a powerful motivator. Like it's a more.
Sure.
I don't know if it's more powerful motivator, but it's a more primal motivator than, investing and sacrifice for the greater good later.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I don't think I hesitate to think you are alone in that, Ben.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely like, I definitely felt the fear of God more than I did like. But it's weird because on the same time, you're like, Jesus loves you. Like, he cares about you. He wants you to make the right decision.
And God will whoop your ass if you don't.
And the Father will whoop your ass if you don't. It's like, well, I want to be, why doesn't God have a mom? He does. She's got the Catholic Church. Everyone else is about the other three. I was like, this is a really weird relationship.
Yeah, it seems it's kind of toxic, right?
Jesus is his own grandpa, so it's kind of weird.
Well, and I mean, like, even going back to, I mean, the idea that the Holy Trinity isn't like mom, dad, and kid, but is like dad, kid, ghost. And ghost.
Dad, ghost. I mean,
literally the Holy Ghost. That's what we call it.
But isn't that God? I'm confused. That always
they are all they are three in one. They are one in the same and three separate things.
No difference in the crown.
God's
the maiden.
Schizophrenic. Yes.
And what's the third? The matron. In those in the depictions of like the fates in Greek mythology, a lot of time, like you've got crone, the maiden,
the mother, and the maiden. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a woman in like three state phases of her life, I guess, like the birth and death and the intermediary. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but I just like I'd never.
Yeah, the three fates. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I never like put those things comparison. Side to side like those.
That's why the Illuminati is a triangle.
It's as if more of the Bible was stolen from other mythology. Oh,
that's
shocking.
Heresy.
Everything's derivative. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. The original postmodern document. wait, so like, go back, Ben. Talk to me about the triangle symbol of the Illuminati being the Trinity.
Oh, but that's what it's. That's what it is. Is what the triangle represents, and in like, I don't know. At least in some of the imagery I've seen of the occult, like that sort of started out as like the Illuminati is supposedly a Christian org based in the early doctrine and dogma of the Christian church. And like during the Jesus fish is like an anti-Roman symbol of Christianity and was like, so what I was told, and I have no idea if this is true or not, but
I'll teach you my story of that Ichthus.
Ichthus, whatever it is, the fish, like if you during Roman days, it was illegal to be Christian. You couldn't be a follower of Jesus. So you would talk to somebody and you would take your little sandal and you just draw half of that fish, that little half moon.
Yeah.
And then if the other person like drew the other one and made the fish, then you knew you were in good company. And that was the secret handshake for the early Christians.
This is a
beautiful... So they wouldn't be fed to the lions or the tigers, whatever.
This is a beautiful place for us to start wrapping up, though, I think, because like it just points to the irony of going back to GOP Jesus, because what you said right there is what revolutionary groups who are persecuted do so they don't get caught, so they can identify their own members.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So in its infancy, Christianity was a revolutionary religion that was fighting an oppressive state.
Mm-hmm.
And now, through the vocal minority, through GOP Jesus, you could easily make the argument that, you know,
the meek still play that card.
Well, no, that the meek have inherited the earth. Now they are the power structure. Now they are the state that is now persecuting the people who need to make the fish signs to know that they're safe.
Yeah, but the fucked up thing is that GOP Jesus claims to be oppressed. The GOP claim that Christianity is oppressed in America.
Yes.
Even though they control shit, they claim to also be oppressed, which is super fucked up to me.
Well, because it's a lie, because they're doing it. What about it is super fucked up to you?
All of it. All of it. The fact that they are doing it, and the fact that it's allowed to happen.
Yeah. It is weirdly messed. Like, to then claim that the majority is being oppressed because they're not as much of a majority anymore. This is a Christian nation.
Dude.
This is a Christian nation, and we are being this liberal woke media is telling us that we can't tell other people what to do because we're Christians and we're right and they're wrong.
I mean, the fact that in Florida,
that's literally what they're mad about.
They've now outlawed African American studies. It's just like, really?
Oh, wait, I didn't see that. I saw.
Oh, yeah. DeSantis, they outlawed.
So they had to get rid of AP African American studies, which was a course you could take for AP credit in the state of Florida and in many other states. And they said, it's not historically accurate, or it's not, what did they, something to the effect of like, that's basically not real history. So
it's not real and there's no reason to learn it.
Yeah. It's just indoctrinating.
Oh my God. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Florida is so fucked right now.
Oh dude,
it's shameful how much shit they're doing. And the whole, now you can't have a private library of books unless it's been approved by the school board and the official list of approved books that you can have to give to children, like through the schools.
Like, what is it? I can't feel good to be black in Florida. Like, what do you fucking think about that? Like,
or have kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
I
think there's some places that aren't as bad, but it's happening at a state level now, so it's really hard to like.
Yeah, insulate.
And I don't live in Florida anymore, so I don't really know what the pulse is down there. But like, you know,
I mean, I'm guessing the pulse down there is like these people fucking crazy, but it's the vocal minority that has the power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they continue to be elected, which is pretty twisted. So.
Yeah, and that's
The state has been so in the past, even in the past just 4 years, the state has been redistricted and gerrymandered so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
now it is almost impossible for like a Democrat to be elected governor.
Yeah, and like ballot, you know, voter restriction, and like all of those Jim Crow practices, like all of the shady things that people can do in power through the system have been done, and it's gross
because it was encouraged for so long at a national level, and like, and it's been a lot, decades and decades of like slow movement, and then a sudden like look around and you're like, oh shit.
Well, I mean, it's no different than
all them frogs are starting to pop,
you know, most fruit trees don't produce fruit that first year or the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth, but some of them, when they do, produce a lot. And so yes, all of those things have been growing for a very, very long time.
Yeah. And now their season has come.
Yeah, now they're in bloom. Delicious.
Crazy. Well, on that lighthearted note about Florida, I think we're just about wrapped up here, friends. Thanks for downloading, listening to Ignorant Uninformed. Jeff, thanks for doing our intro today, or half of it at least.
Yes.
And thanks to the rest of our hosts, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Sir, you're welcome.
And myself. Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Okay. Can't forget me. How could we? We'll be back next week with a brand new epidose. So make sure you check us out. You can twank us on the Twitters, you can Facebook us, Ignorant Uninformed. Email, probably the best thing for now. That's just ignorantanduninformed@gmail.com. So send us your topics. Questions make the best topics. Just get them to us. You know, you can just stop by Max's house. He'll tell you his address. Just ask for it. It's probably out there, I'm sure. We're on some sort of list. And we'll be back next week with a brand new epidose, a hot-ass fresh and salt in your grill. Peace off.